Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
It is joyous, and you know, there are a lot of stories, and I'm looking at them, and I don't want to talk about them, really. I mean, the shooting in Florida State, we don't know why that kid did it. His family was going through a divorce. We do know, and it was a contentious divorce. So that, you know, I don't know that's the blame to do anything, but that was going on, so I don't know. And he was a political science major, the 20-year-old that did that shooting. We do know that. We still don't know who the victims are. They were not students. So what was the chance of that? Because he was right at the student union building. So just a lot of things we are not being told and not told about that shooting at Florida State University. It's terrible. Eli Lilly is getting close to a daily pill to treat obesity and diabetes. They're in the late stage trials of this needle-free alternative to Ozempic. So that'll be interesting if it comes out. SpaceX, they want to build Trump's golden dome. This is the...
Is that on his head?
Thing. No, this is the thing that goes around the world.
Because that hair
they
is...
They want to launch 400 to 1,000 satellites around the world that would detect and track missiles.
Oh, yeah.
There would be another...
Yeah.
Like the Star Wars system that Reagan had?
You and I talked, and Eric talked about this either late last week or first of this week, yeah.
Well, the difference in this one and whatever the Reagan plan was, I thought we signed, maybe we did never do it. There was supposedly going to be a treaty that we would not militarize space. And I guess that may have never happened. But this particular plan calls for there to be attack satellites that would shoot down missiles that were launched, you know, headed toward
Would it be equipped to take out a Chinese hot air balloon that floats all the way across country and
Probably,
back?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think we could do that with an airplane. But yeah, these hypersonic missiles, the only way this thing would work, too, is a laser type event. And I know we've been working on laser things in airborne devices for a long time. But I didn't think you were allowed to. Maybe Russia's already done it, and we're saying we're going, and maybe China's already done it, too. Who knows? But they want to rent this to the Defense Department, a subscription service, which sounds like a very terrible idea. I hope Chip or anybody listening that's a congressperson wouldn't. I don't think we need to be renting aircraft carriers, fighter planes, satellites that we're using for defense of the country from someone. I don't care who it is. That needs to be a United States government property. you know, everything can't be privatized. I mean, that's where they're trying to push us down the road, where there basically isn't a government. Everything is privatized. And I don't know that, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it doesn't sound like that's a wonderful, completely well-thought-out idea. I don't know. Do you think that's a good idea for us to be pretty much everything? Have the Veterans Administration close it down and just send all the veterans to the regular health care system?
Well, that's been talked about for years, and at least every time it's been looked at, it was pretty clear, it was like even agreement not to do it, but that you would have quicker access in most parts of the country to medical care, especially when you need it quickly, than you do with the VA.
Well, that's supposedly the position of the people supporting that. But in reality, look how hard it is to get a doctor out here in the world as it is. And if you have a veteran system that works, it's a whole lot better because they understand the problems of veterans. Instead of putting them out here with just regular people, they've got a lot of unique needs that need unique care, and by people who know about that type of stuff. And out here in the world, I mean, I just went this week to an emergency room with someone, and in an ambulance and everything. And it takes time. And believe me, this system we have right now is about to bust. I know that the main hospital here was on diversion, meaning that they were not taking any more ER people. They were diverting them to other hospitals. And it was just a Wednesday. So our system of emergency medicine and health care is not in good shape right now, and we certainly don't need a whole bunch of veterans all of a sudden thrown into that system. That's just not well thought out. And I think a lot of the veterans would agree they'd rather have their own working system, one that works good, you know, not one that works, you know, half-assed.
Well,
so
let me say something real quick in response to that. As this has been talked about over the years, there is significant proof, and this is going to hack some people off. Yeah, I recognize some of the most dedicated, probably doctors, healthcare providers, physicians, professionals in the world work for the VA, but it ain't 10% of their doctors. They don't get as good a doctors and assistants and all as they would in the real system, our system, for all its foibles and failures.
So, yeah, if they could get into our system, if they...
I mean, right, yes. So anyway.
I mean, go just generally try to find a good doctor practice that you can get in, that you can just walk up and say, okay, I'd like to get in. And that's why people, you know, that have money are going to this concierge doctor thing. I've got several friends that pay X number of dollars to be able to...
That's a good solution,
see their doctor,
I believe.
On a pretty quick basis.
I tell you, the best solution in the world is a law, and I think I'm right about this. Of course I do. A law that says your doctor has to give you his personal cell phone. And that's how you guarantee you're not going to die trying to get an appointment.
Yeah, thank God I have a few friend doctors, you know, for worst case scenarios. And
yeah.
Lord,
yeah,
it's just, but I just think the VA, they've come a long way. And my brother didn't want to go. I mean, you got a lot of unusual problems with people that have been in war situations with PTSD and all these other things they have, and the regular system is just not equipped to deal with that, simply.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lived through that with my family, and neither was the VA particularly. But, you know, you need to give them a choice. I think that would probably be the best thing, is to give the veterans a choice of where to go. And then still have a good VA system that deals with specific, you know, things that are not just maybe everything. But figure out something where they're not going from a bad system to worse, which could be very easily what went on. This weekend, next week, you've got the draft, the NFL draft. It starts Thursday, and it'll be on everywhere that ABC owns, ABC, ESPN, ESPN2. All those things are going to all have it. It starts Thursday night. It'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, a little bit Sunday. Round 7 will end with Brad Paisley doing a concert for the people of Green Bay, Wisconsin, where this is going to be held. So that's coming up. Lee Corso saying goodbye. and he will say goodbye at the Texas-Ohio State University game in Columbus, Ohio, in August.
That's brilliant. Isn't that brilliant?
Last one.
He always picks Texas, by the way.
Pretty much, but let me say, I think that it is brilliant. Rather than them announce that he has decided to retire, not doing it on the last game last year, which they probably knew then, not doing it in the off season, but say, okay, he's coming back for one more. It'll be the kickoff game of game day. He is by far. It's just the segment at the end where he does the picks, or they all do the picks, but he dons the mascot thing. It's the highest rated thing in the whole deal. It's brilliant. The number of people that's going to tune into that first one is going to be maybe a record breaker.
I remember it would be quite often if I was busy on Saturday, I always try to catch the last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, there to you see go. The picks and see what head he's going to wear and see if I was going to be happy with him or mad at him that day.
That's true.
So and you know better than I do, and anybody, these relationships even deserve retirement, or maybe past due retirement, some would say. The companies, the broadcasters, the networks, they're all too worried how it might turn out. They don't let you say goodbye in most cases, or it's very controlled if they do. So it's great to see one end like it ought to.
Well, you remember we had Chris Fowler, who before Reese took over was – you know, he was the game day guy, and
did a program with us.
And he was on the show with us. He said, we will never get rid of, because, and this is probably 6-7 years ago he was on, and he said, Coach Corso will always be on because it's the highest rated portion, and he will get to call when he wants to be done, the end. That's how Fowler put it, and it looks like, you know, this is it.
Have you spent any time with Chris Fowler? We'll let you move on, but he's great in person.
Dave, you know, Reese is too.
Yeah,
there's a bunch of good people. You know, I'm interested in McAfee. I'd like to spend some time with him.
Oh, I love Pat McAfee. Yeah,
because I know his persona on the air, but I'd like to know what his persona. If he's just a really nice guy and puts it on, or he's really a jack. You know, I don't know. So I can't wait. And I don't know anybody that knows him. So we'll be checking on that. But Lee Corso saying goodbye, farewell, and hello.
Now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
With page two, here's Jimmy Cotta.
All right, the week, you know, to Hollywood. I just finished my Bosch series, the last episodes of Bosch Legacy. That was really good. And it's going to have a show called Ballad, probably maybe in the fall or at least early next year. But that's a great, I keep telling people that's a great series. But they canceled it they could have done a fourth series. And there must be a demographic problem or something, or maybe not enough people. The ones that love it, love it. But I don't know why it's not bigger than it is, because it really is like a couple of others. It's one of the greatest cop series of all time. Law and Order is ending up. Law and Order Special Victims Unit, that is. It will have its 27th and final season coming up. Law and Order has been renewed for its 25th and 26th season.
Jimmy, I always say that I don't fall for or even care about celebrity gossip, but it's woven into all these news sites and everything you and I check. So, and I maybe I'm lying to myself, but at a New York Knicks game, I guess it was, or maybe it was a Mets game, Olivia, who is, what's her name?
Mariska Margate.
And who's the bald-headed?
Chris Maloney.
Very good, man. And I watch them all, but I couldn't call their name. Yeah. There they are sitting at this game on the front row by the court, so I guess it was basketball, holding hands.
Hmm.
They are together, it says.
Finally,
in real life? Yeah. Well, and I tell you, I'm not interested in celebrity news.
Now, she has got, Mariska has done a documentary.
Really?
About her mother, whose mother was a sex symbol named Jane Mansfield.
Oh, yeah. That was her mother?
That was her mother.
I never knew that.
Who died in a terrible car accident, and Mariska was in the back seat as a baby. And she survived, obviously, the accident. Her brother did, too, but her mother did not. And she was, like, up there with Marilyn Monroe as they were the twin bombshells back in one of those decades, 40s or 50s. And really,
well, here's
really
some real celebrity gossip. I know a guy in Austin that a lot of people know. Years and years ago, I mean, this is way a long time ago, she came to town and he really got to know her briefly.
Jane Mansfield?
Yeah, that's what he claimed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a showstopper.
Yeah. Is that in the documentary?
All right. Well, anyway, Jane Mansfield, look her up. She was a pinup girl, as they used to call them. The markets are closed today. United Healthcare stumped the markets up yesterday with something. It was the largest daily drop since 1998. The insurance company United Health, and a lot of people have that, missed their earnings estimate and slashes its 2025 earnings outlook. So something went on. Well, that's the one whose CEO got killed, remember? Mm. Got assassinated on the streets of New York.
That's what Bob has. Quite... Good luck, Bob.
Have what?
We have United Healthcare.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well.
I had it in one time. I lived through it. It was okay. Yeah. There's only a couple anyway these days.
All right.
I got Aetna today, and let's see. I've had that. Blue Cross is another one.
Right.
That a lot
I thought we had Blue Cross, frankly. But it just changes so much. It changes.
I know. It's what
and
we used to.
Yeah.
They bid and all that kind of business. Mm-hmm. This was crazy. Four people are dead after a cable car crashed to the ground in Naples, southern Italy. You know, one of those cable cars that's going up the side of a mountain or something? It fell. And they had to get the people out of that.
They're so beautiful until that happens.
Yeah, really beautiful until that happens. Let's see here. Yeah, that's mainly it. You have Easter memories, though. Good Lord. I don't know if Easter was a very busy time in your house, but it sure was in mine. You know, from the dying the Easter eggs, I remember doing the night before.
Smells like vinegar.
Sitting there at the Christmas, at the bar in the kitchen and dipping those, having that little silver thing where you held the egg in there, not dropping it. Then sometimes you drop the whole egg in there and you have to fish it out and all that. And then I remember never could get to the Easter candy because it was always wrapped in cellophane. I remember the week before, the terror of the week before Easter, my mother would take us to the Shields Larson shoe store in the Normandale Shopping Center and give me new shoes that hurt my feet. I remember that every one of those shoes hurt and had to wear new shoes and had us all dolled up to take pictures on Easter morning.
Your mama dressed you up. I remember that.
Oh, she dressed me up big time.
Jimmy, all these Easter memories, Eric and I were talking about, so we have prepared in this, we'll plan on doing it this hour, every possible scenario of your Easter memories and maybe things to think about for the future, like why don't we put we need some SmackDown, this WWE or MMA, yeah. Between Easter Bunny and Santa Claus.
Adult Easter egg hunt, which
we,
I think
we
is
will
genius.
Have Alexa tell her best Easter jokes. We will have the new tradition of Peter Cotton Mouth. Yes, I kid you not. And then I want to tell you about a new program that kicks off today called Adopt a Peep. I'm not making this up.
Jimmy, I have a traumatic Easter story. Easter egg hunt with my Nana. I might have been 7 or 8. They say, on your mark, get set, go. You know how many Easter eggs I got with the group when they're all?
How many?
None. Zero.
Ooh.
I cried. Easter eggs.
Yeah, I was never crazy about all that stuff either.
Oh, no, but it's traumatic.
I just remember my mother making me stand there. I remember having to get up at some really ungodly hour and go to the sunrise service.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I never made my children do that, but I had to go, and it was. I did not want to be up
for
that
kids. That's the worst. Nobody wants to get up early.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciated Jesus later on, but not then.
Well, yeah, that's the part of Easter. We don't teach the kids that. We teach them it's about the Easter bunny.
Without having to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, yeah. But I love the church songs of those days.
Yep.
They're still my favorite ones of the year. I like them as good as Christmas. There were some good church songs. Holy, Holy, Holy was number one on American Top 40, and number two was Christ the Lord Has Risen Today.
Hallelujah. You can sing that one this weekend.
I know it will. Yeah.
Jimmy, have a blessed Easter.
They don't sing those in churches anymore, dang it. That's why Eric has the Sunday Morning Gospel Show. Yeah, a joyous Easter to you, Jimmy. Thanks for the visit today, as always. And we also thank Crestview RV, Aravia. Crestview RV with 3 great locations, Swartner Ranches and Farms, doing the good work of Texas and America and the Lord, and Precision Camera and Video. All 3 of which Jimmy wholeheartedly endorses. And has said so much this hour, as we go around the horn, not having fun, but celebrating joy for Easter. How we doing?
I'm threw up early this morning.
It's a long story.
Still doing it.
Wish you hadn't have told that. Stay tuned. We'll stick to the good stuff. If you'll stay tuned, too, then we won't go anywhere. Is the deal? Good. Stand by. Eric's going to have a heart attack live on the air.
Oh, really?
It's too
That's
soon.
Not funny.
Too soon?
That's not funny at all.
Sorry. I'm trying to make sure you don't go anywhere.
Wow.
That'll work.
Yeah, stick around for that. That'll be joyous.
On 95.9, Austin's Texas Country.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of 5-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.